Everyone, welcome to our spring into summer. We're getting this going, our sessions with our special call today, kind of kicking it all off. We have with us today Dana, of course. Hey, Dana.
Hi there.
Masterminding this beauty and amazingness that we're doing, bringing us all together again. Hey.
Yes, indeedy. So much fun, and it's great to see you, Brent. Gosh, we've been working virtually for quite a bit now, but and we've got Mark. Hi, Mark.
Mark.
Hey, Dana,
Mark. Hey, Mark.
Good to hear
good
both
to of you.
Yeah. It's like I said in Facebook, it's like we're getting the band back together. It feels
getting
like
the band back together, man.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of different people on the call tonight. We have some members that have been with us since the beginning of doing these programs. Gosh, it's six programs now. And Mark has been with
us
since the beginning. This will be seven. Yeah, this will be seven. Wow. And Mark's been with us since the beginning, and it's just so awesome that you keep returning, and we're so grateful. And we also have a lot of people on the call that don't know anything about our programs, so that's kind of cool too. But what were you going to say, Brent, before? You had something you wanted to say about that?
No, you said it perfectly. And I was going to introduce Mark to the crew. Because, like you said, most people know him. But, you know, Mark's been with us, like you said, from the beginning. And Mark has a core care center in San Francisco. And, you know, Mark's a holistic health practitioner, teacher, and researcher who has developed a new system of kinesiology. For over 30 years, Mark has treated patients, combining his knowledge of applied kinesiology, osteopathic techniques, naturopathy, homeopathy, nutrition, and structural body work like Rolfing. And Mark specializes in teaching people to rely on their own knowledge and awareness as the basis for health and exceptional change. Mark believes that we are all innately aware of what we need and what really enhances our lives. And his guiding principle role is an assistant to tune our own innate listening skills, which is all amazing things. And truly just an ocean of knowledge, Mark is. He's been guiding us for a long time. I'm really proud to have you, Mark.
Thank you, Brent.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dana. And you guys actually said it better than I've ever said it. So I want a copy of what you just said.
Someone wrote that for you. That's pretty cool.
That's amazing. I'm going to take credit and say that you guys created it for me.
Okay. Well, that's how we feel about you, but it's on your website. I just want to say, just before we move forward here, that it's important to mention I have worked with you, Mark. I just want to share with the group that I've worked with Mark for 13 years. Really, no matter who I was working with, Klinghart and beyond, Mark was always there keeping me in balance when the protocols got really, really extreme. I could always call on Mark, and he would bring me back into homeostasis, which I'm sure a lot of you on the call understand that that's not easy when you're taking such strong protocols. So he's amazing in that way. And Mark, I know you have quite a bit of Lyme patients and chronically ill. I mean, that's a huge portion of your practice, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, but the people that I do get are people that are very committed and are willing to do the work. And they're usually not beginners.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I won't take beginners, but that, you know, that you don't have to talk them into eating well. You don't have to talk them into giving up sugar, you know, doing enemas or colonics. It's not like I'm having to browbeat to people to give up their alcohol and their dairy and their sugar. So mostly the people I get are people that are already doing some program with somebody that I can assist to make it even more effective.
Yeah, I mean, now it's been so many years that I haven't really worked with a Lyme doc, and, you know, you still just keep me going on such really gentle protocols, and I just so appreciate it. And now Brent too. So let's jump in here because I don't want to keep people too long on an evening call. So just it just came up. You know, we put this out for 2 weeks. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, Mark, but we decided for this spring session that we would open it up to our general list and some of Facebook for people to get in to see what we're doing, to see the sort of members area and how it all works. And it's interesting. It's great information. It's all of our videos that we did with you of the principles, including the principles of healthy poop. That was always a big hit. Yeah, your favorite subject there, Mark.
It is.
But yeah, but it's. We also just wanted to have a call because all that is great and the videos are really educational, but having live support with you and getting in Facebook is really important because we all have so much information, but doing it is a whole other thing and having focus. I mean, Brent and I can so relate with just like, okay, I know what I'm supposed to do, but wait, okay. And it's hard. It's hard to focus and it's hard to have motivation. So just want to invite people into this live energy. And I know that it's just an energy field. It really is. That's what people end up saying, isn't it, Brent, in our...
A positive energy field. That comes up a lot. You know, it's just, we have a really positive community, and that's kind of rare, I mean, surprisingly, but not surprisingly, in the Lyme community in general. So, we're proud of that.
Yeah, so welcome, everyone. That's really what I wanted to say here. So welcome, and just know that this is, if you decide to continue on with us in our next 5 weeks, 5 weeks. We do long programs because again, we know that people that are ill, you know, it takes a while to gather some ingredients and stuff like that. So, and you know, it was really Mark when I decided I wanted to do cleanses, or we don't call them cleanses anymore because we scare people. We do sessions now. Mark really coached us on, be careful not to go too fast. And one of the main things he said, don't get people giving up foods and letting go of sugar and completely changing their diets before giving them some of the foundations. And the foundations that we work on are blood sugar regulation, mineral balance, hydration, and doing our very best to pull ourselves out of fight or flight. It's way easier said than done. But in that, in those core principles there, one of the key ones that's really important all the way across the board, especially as we go into summer, is hydration and mineral balance. So let's talk, Mark, about minerals, particularly electrolytes. What are electrolytes and why are they so important when you're chronically ill?
Well, electrolytes are a wide-ranging minerals, mostly macro minerals. However, you always have to have the micronutrients, not just calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium. You need some of the selenium. You need some of the micronutrients because they allow the macros to work really well. Now, the problem is that if you just focus on electrolytes, see the word, I want to clarify one thing. The word electrolyte for most people means they're going to go out and buy some source of packaged electrolytes. Electrolytes are the minerals that would be found in fresh, organic, locally grown produce. So we're talking fruits and vegetables, and those are available for everyone in all the food that they would eat if the food is fresh and they can, you know, get it locally grown. Unfortunately, not everybody has access to that, not everybody can afford that. There's many reasons. So in some cases, when I'm talking about electrolytes, I'm talking about taking some version of a supplement, because those minerals keep the electrical system working, keep the body working on so many levels that if you don't maintain those, you could be taking expensive nutrients, you could be taking, you know, anything that you want to take, including antibiotics. But if your absorption of your nutrients is diminished, then your effectiveness for everything diminishes. So electrolytes to me are the electrical signal for life. They're the signal that allows us to transport the good stuff in and get rid of the bad stuff. and it needs to be done on a regular basis. How regular? Especially you mentioned summer. People out there will notice, depending on where they live. Of course, there's somebody going to be in a cold climate, but mostly people are warmer. You sweat more. You lose more through sensible and non-sensible perspiration. And so the electrolytes have to be maintained. And if you're in a chronically ill state, then you really have to focus on electrolytes. It's not even a slight requirement. It is essential to life.
It's major. Yeah, it's particularly because pharmaceuticals can be so dehydrating, right? They can just really, really pull it all out. I want to just read here just what minerals do. They buffer pH. They're cofactors for enzymes, facilitate nutrients across the cell, maintain nerve conduction, contract and relax muscles, regulate tissue growth, major, and provide structure, of course. So let's talk a little bit about pH. You know, I think it's so interesting how there's just a law, there's huge bodies of work around pH, and there's lots of controversy, and there's controversy in everything that we talk about. So we're not going to claim we're telling you what to do, but we're just looking at this as minerals buffer the blood, so the pH of the blood. So what happens if you are low on minerals and you have chronic infections? What happens if you don't have minerals in your system and you're depleted? What happens if you...
All right, so there's many things that happen, but so we have to always mention when we're talking about pH, you're mentioning, thank God, you said the blood, and we're talking about interstitial fluid, and somebody out there immediately is thinking, well, but the stomach pH is really acidic and it doesn't want to be alkaline. Of course, there's different pHs in the body. And so we will go through that and we'll try and clarify that so that people aren't sitting out there going, well, I heard you need hydrochloric acid. Of course you do. You don't absorb minerals to the stomach if you don't have HCl. But we're talking about interstitial fluids in the rest of the body, and we're talking about the fact that when the pH gets off, because 99% of what regular people eat is not fresh fruits and vegetables, right? It's all the other garbage.
Yeah.
So they're eating really acidic foods. They're going to produce an acid ash, and they're going to deplete. Yes, what happens if we don't have them? They're going to deplete those nutrients that are stored in bones, teeth, hair, skin, and nails. So they're stored everywhere. They're also what allows the muscles to fire appropriately. They're also what's going to, you mentioned all the systems, but if people don't keep that in balance, their muscles will never relax. Their lymphatics are never going to get rid of waste. Their cells are going to hold on to waste. They're going to be in fight or flight, which is going to upset the entire hormonal balance. All these things go out of balance if the body is trying to always buffer whatever is waste in their body, whether it's coming from outside, exogenous, or coming from inside, the pathogens or the chemicals that are in their body. So maintaining pH is essential for not just buffering, but for allowing a lot of the enzymatic processes that we need to work effectively. And if you don't want the cells holding on to waste, you better get that ratio better so that people can get rid of the waste as fast as possible.
Yeah, and all this is just a long way of saying it's so important to have all your minerals up to be fighting bugs. And I'll just use a couple examples. You know, and I think some of the people have heard this before, but when working with you, Mark, I could be, what's the word? It's like when the marathon runners get, they're bonked. They pass out, their arms and legs don't work.
Enervate, E-N-E-R-V-A-T-E, enervated. You're just drained beyond belief. Your arms and legs are heavy. You don't feel like your coordination is good. You feel like your brain is not working very well. Maybe you just need to fall asleep for 3 or 4 hours and you still wake up exhausted.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, I can't use it. And you say, you get me on track with the right foods and some minerals. And it's incredible. It's like the electrical system goes back on. And what I thought was a heavy, heavy infection wasn't an infection because it changed in a half an hour. I'm not saying that it wasn't there, but you always teach this, Mark, that once you get the pH right, you stop growing the bugs. Once you start moving that waste out, you stop growing the bugs. So I think that's just something we really want to make sure people are understanding. And, you know, how are we using up these minerals? The other thing that you talk about is I'm always thinking I'm not active like I used to be. You know, Brent and I aren't how we used to. Brent's a runner. I mean, we're not doing at all what we used to. But we travel somewhere and we're like, ugh, we can't even. It just takes it out of us to do simple things. But you are always saying you're burning up your nutrients, particularly when you have infections and low adrenal function. You're burning these up just by sitting there, and especially when you're in fight or flight.
And Dana, the most important thing is if you get people to understand, you can burn nutrients doing nothing. If you want to stay alive and you want the heart to beat and you want the muscles to relax and you want to feel good, you need nutrients. You're not running on air. And so what happens is people say, well, I'm not doing what I used to do, so why do I need so much? It's like, well, number one, you need it to repair tissue. The fancy word for that is tissue remodeling. You want to not look and feel and act your age. A lot of people that are chronically ill look and feel and act the age of someone 20 or 30 years older. Well, you've run the bank account down. And if the bank account doesn't get filled with those nutrients, what are you going to repair tissue with? What are you going to keep your immune system up with? What are you going to keep your neurotransmitters working with?
So let's talk about that. When you run out, when you're bonked, when you're completely out and you're not, you know, getting enough minerals every day and you're heavy treatments or whatever, it starts to affect your digestion, your elimination, your pH, you grow bugs more easily, brain function, and you don't absorb your nutrients. I just learned this, you know, I've been reading more and more, that if you don't have proper hydrochloric acid function, you can't absorb minerals. That's just so counter to me. It's like if you don't have enough acid in your stomach, you can't get basic minerals. It's just like, what?
Wow.
But I'd love to...
Well, that's why I always come back to the fancy words, and don't get intimidated by words, but hypochlorhydria, the underproduction of hydrochloric acid, is common in according to the rule of thumb, anyone over the age of 50 or anyone that's ever been chronically ill or in pain doesn't produce enough HCl. They don't. And if you don't produce HCl, how are you going to break down and absorb your nutrients? You're not. And that's why in past talks we mentioned things like apple cider vinegar or whatever you need to do to get your HCl production up, because everyone wants to absorb their nutrients. Why would you eat good food and not absorb it? That's not going to help you.
Right. And the apple cider vinegar encourages some of the pepsin, and I know it gets some of those juices going, but you could also on top of that, or you know, separate from that, in the middle of the meal, I'm understanding more that you can take HCl,
I would have everyone that's ill take HCl with every single meal, and there's one exception, and that exception can be identified immediately. So if you do have a true gastric ulcer, and one of the ways you'll know is if I have anything with vinegar in it, I have an immediate pain, an immediate burn, immediate. So that's a very small percentage of people. And I'm talking about, of course, organic, fresh apple cider vinegar. I'm not talking about crappy things that have a lot of mold in it. I'm talking about good quality. So the small percentage of people, and usually when people say, oh, I can't handle vinegar, they're talking about a crappy kind of vinegar, because when I put an organic, fresh vinegar in them, they usually like the taste of it, and it works really well. So there is a small percentage of people that can't handle it.
Yeah, but that's something we talk about in our programs a little bit, getting people to optimize their stomach acid. I know, you know, people go on the GAPS diet for that very reason, to seal up the gut lining and eventually get their own HCl producing. So we're kind of in the beginning stages of that, you know, with a little help with some enzymes. So one of the other things I wanted to talk about here that's just come into my field in the last few years is Beeler's broth. And that actually, I started Beeler's broth like 12 years ago, and I actually worked with, I don't know if you remember her, Mark, but her name's Eileen Poole. And when I met her, she was in her, you do? I met her, she was in her 90s. And she's this like an incredible woman that worked with Henry Beeler's. And Dr. Beeler's cured many, many people, but he has his broth. And the reason this broth is so important is that it's loaded with bioavailable minerals. So I just want to be clear, it's loaded with a beautiful broad spectrum of these minerals, of organic sodium, potassium, and it's this particular balance that covers everything. So I don't want to get too far into it, but I do want to just be clear with people what we, when we talk about organic versus inorganic. Inorganic minerals, right, Mark, is, pull up this thing that you sent to me, are basically rocks is what I say.
Yeah, basically
inorganic
it's
minerals are rocks, and organic minerals are plants. So that's the cute way of saying it, but I just love this visual of it's the minerals in the soil, the plants uptake those minerals into the plant tissue, cellulose, and we are able to absorb that so much better. It's almost like, let me see here. I wanted to read this to you. Sorry. Organic minerals, this is from that woman you sent to me, Mark. It's so interesting. I think she worked with Bernard Jensen. But I love how she put this. Yeah. Organic minerals once were or are now living and can bring life to and be utilized by cells. Inorganic minerals never lived and are elements that cannot bring life to cells. There is also the spin of electrons. This gets a little deep into it, but there is also the spin of electrons. Organic minerals, electrons, spin clockwise, as do the cells of the human body. Inorganic electrons spin counterclockwise. So what we're saying here is that fruits and vegetables have bioorganic minerals, and it's the best way to get them. And that's what you started by saying. So what do you, can you tell us more about Bernard Jensen? I know that's somebody that you worked with and you loved dearly.
Mm-hmm. I would say that, well, Bernard taught me about those things long before I heard about Beeler's broth. He had his own potato peeling soup, and he had a way of communicating to people that we needed those nutrients. And I remember when I first started doing that and started applying, when I started cooking some vegetables, and then we're going to have some people out there, they're going to say, oh, my God, cook this horrible, you kill everything. We're talking about lightly cooking. You know, I started to find those nutrients became available, and I started to feel better almost immediately because, again, most of that can be absorbed straight through the stomach wall. So I know we have a lot of people out there with gut problems. I know some of those problems take years to heal. They're not going to happen immediately. And it takes a whole lot of other therapies to heal that. But when you do something like Beeler's broth or Jensen would do it with potato peeling broth, it doesn't really matter. You're talking about giving people basically pre-digested nutrients. And when people get that, they start to restore their body. The pH adjusts almost immediately. People who are having gut problems, some gut problems, start to get relief relatively quickly, especially if they were having stomach, not intestinal problems. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love what Jensen taught me because it was very simple. And at the time, you go back 40 years ago, this was about the most inexpensive thing you could do.
Right. I got to look that up there, Mark, you know, Bernard Jensen and Beeler's. What exactly was their time frame? I think they kind of had a little overlap there. But I know I read, and I did mention this to some of the people in our groups, that since doing all these programs, and Brent and I really traveled and stuff, I just got clobbered, you know, and just life stress and personal crisis with my family and stuff. I got totally blown out, and I reached the adrenal exhaustion phase. And after our last program, I was researching more of Bernard Jensen, and he was really into goat's milk. And I don't do any, totally into goat's milk, and I don't do any, you know, I do some raw goat cheese. But I was reading all about this goat's milk, and I said to you, Mark, one day, I'm going to try it. Raw goat's milk. I mean, what about the microbes? What about the whole thing? Okay. But I started doing that raw goat's milk, and I would take, I took this Biocidin a little bit after that, just for insurance policy. But I'm telling you all this because it was remarkable, the difference in like 3 days. It's that sodium. I know goat's milk is really full of that bioorganic sodium, and he used it to heal adrenal fatigue. So just to your point, Mark, that it's like when it's in this natural form, it's so absorbed. It's not to say we don't take minerals, but in supplements, but wow, the uptake of it is incredible. So that's what, you know, that's why we start our programs with feelers. You know, it's cooked and easily digested. That brings me to the next thing, Mark. Just on a really quick, what is it like if somebody, we went over this in one of the videos, but if somebody wants to go raw right now, go completely raw, can you speak a little bit to the potassium sodium thing and what happens when you start cleansing too quickly and start moving stuff out of the cell? You were explaining that to me the other day, and it's fascinating.
Okay, well, there's three things that need to be addressed. One is going raw and the effect on your intestines. The other is your nutrients, and the other is, so vitamins and minerals, and then the other is enzymes. So let's talk about the first one, and since some people will look at the videos about my favorite topic, which is how we get rid of waste, pooping, that since most people that are sick have something backed up in their body, they may not know that, but they do. If they start doing raw without having done anything to get their colon to work appropriately, they may notice they have tremendous gas. They may not feel very good. Let's put it that way. There's a lot of symptoms they will have. Now they're saying, oh, yeah, the fiber will clean up my colon. Maybe you have a lot of little twists and kinks in your colon, and it cleans it out, but you don't feel very good while it's coming out. So there's that. The other thing is, it is going to be much higher in potassium unless you're adding. Of course, people could add things to their food. I'm not talking about adding. So, yes, your potassium levels go up, and now your body's trying to excrete, so intracellular, extracellular exchange is based on the sodium-potassium pump. And if you're like most people and you've been eating the bad diet that everyone's been eating, your inherent sodium levels are too high, so that means you're storing waste in the cells as well as in your intestines. And so people go somewhere or they do something or they do a juice fast and they get high potassium and now they start to excrete. But if their excretory organs aren't working really well, if their lymph system is clogged, if they're not urinating well, if they've had kidney bladder issues, if they're not defecating well, if they're not sweating well, now you've opened the floodgates and said, oh, I'm going to get rid of everything at once. But if the systems that do elimination are behind the curve, you're going to suddenly feel terrible. And so I find that a lot of times people think they're going to do something good for themselves being on a cleanse, but they haven't made sure that the eliminative systems are highly functional, and now they feel worse, and they say, the juice fast, the cleanse, the raw food made me feel terrible. It's a terrible approach. It's like, no, you have to, if you're going to run a race, you better get the right shoes, you better get the coaching, you better do all that. So people just decide to run the marathon called raw foods or juicing, and next thing they know, they feel terrible, and they blame it on that instead of where their body is.
Yeah, instead of just adding in some raw, you know, adding in some raw, seeing how you do. I mean, I have this dream of being all raw. I keep talking to Brent about it. it's comical because I try it and then I'm bonked for sure because it's a lot. It's like you said, it's a lot of cleansing really fast. So, Mark, just to like really, really simplify this, I know we got a lot of questions about different minerals and people were focusing on like, what about magnesium? What about zinc? And I know you were saying to me earlier, you don't typically recommend people take one mineral.
I never do.
You know, just yeah.
I think that the problem is we're gonna have someone out there. I know someone's listening in who says, I was doing whatever I did, and I had trouble eliminating. And so since I had horrible time eliminating, and I couldn't do enemas, I couldn't do colonics, I couldn't do anything else, I find that if I take a lot of magnesium, I will eliminate. Well, once you take high amounts of any one mineral, you are now, for every person, you're creating an imbalance in the other minerals. So that's the thing, is that's why I generally don't suggest just one, unless you're working with someone that really knows what they're doing, because it's very easy to throw yourself out of balance. I do understand, I'm not telling people who are saying, oh my God, I'd never have a bowel movement if I didn't, you know, take magnesium. Okay, I understand that, but that's going to create, it's in an inverse relationship with calcium, and if you up your magnesium and you don't get your calcium ratios right, you're going to create an imbalance. Once you start taking any one of those things off, then you're going to create other imbalances. So it's very simple that if you want to, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
What were you saying?
Well, I could feel some people on the call because I used to be that person. You're not going to take their magnesium away if they're using that to eliminate. There's just no way.
I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that. I said I want them to balance it. I want them to put something else in to balance it out. I'm not saying go back to being constipated. I'm not saying feel terrible. I'm talking about you need to balance it. So you're asking me why I generally don't. It's because then people just rely on one thing.
Yeah, but what we're coming back to is really just get it in there with the food as much as possible. And, you know, another thing without going too far off, one of the tests that you really like is the hair analysis test, and I just did it, and it's really awesome to see exactly what's going on in your body. And I know that's something you do, Mark, and, you know, people are like, what should I take? Well, you can know exactly what you need through this hair analysis. So can people do that for you and send in hair? Can they send you hair?
Sure, they can do that. That's not a question.
Okay.
But the reason I want to add for the people that don't understand hair analysis, the reason I like it is because it shows you what you've been absorbing for the last 90 days and what you're excreting. So we can not only find out how your minerals are, we could find out if sometimes, some cases it doesn't show it, but in most cases it'll show heavy metal toxicity, and everybody's worried about that. And I'm going, okay, well, here's a way to see what's been going on, because it's coming out in your hair, and most blood work only gives you the picture of what's going on right now. Whereas with the hair analysis, you get a 90-day moving average of what your body's absorbing and excreting. And that is key, because a lot of people are taking expensive supplements and their absorption, and they're not getting the results they want. And my guess is their absorption is not as effective as it could be. So this is a way to find out and not be guessing.
Okay, so can you repeat, what's the best way to absorb your minerals? I want to give a quick little snap here. Get your HCL up, either through supplements, apple cider vinegar, chewing your food. We go into that a lot in our cleanse, like people just skip over that. We're going to have a challenge where you chew a full meal. But I've noticed when we've done it, Brent and I, it's like you get full really fast. That's so interesting because your brain's getting that signal. And so with this hair analysis, and one of the things I noticed on it, and it's a big deal, and we've talked about it before, is the zinc-copper ratio, and that came up quite a bit in the questions. We hear so much about zinc. Many, many of us have KPU where we lose zinc every day. Can we just touch on the copper piece there? You know, just a quick little, because that was one of the questions that came up quite a bit.
Okay. Well, we've had previous talks where I've given detailed explanations, so I'll do a simple one.
Yes.
For all wound healing and repair, you need zinc. You need it to absorb your other nutrients. Well, the problem is that every time you have a cold, any wound healing or repair, a cold, a flu, a sniffle, an allergy or something, your body is going to use zinc to mobilize the appropriate responses. Well, we don't store more than 2.5 milligrams of zinc in her body at any one time. Nobody can. So what happens is, especially if we're talking to a bunch of chronically ill people, so your zinc levels probably are deficient. And since zinc and copper sit one next to each other on the periodic table, I always say to people, copper will replace zinc in the zinc receptors, sort of like the fake little tire you have on a rental car. When your tire blows out, you go in the back and get that little funny rental tire. You know, it's that half tire. It'll get you to the filling station, but it's sure not going to be getting you down the road as fast and as safe as you want to be. Well, unfortunately, when the zinc receptors are depleted by colds, flus, aches, pains, hits, hurts of any kind, now your body is taking copper, which is more available. It's not necessarily good, but it's more available because of copper pipes and a lot of other reasons. And it's storing it on the zinc receptor. So now what you have is a receptor that doesn't have any ability to hold zinc because it's already got copper on there, and it's very hard to get it off that receptor site so that you can actually, lots of people take zinc, and they say, but I still have the white spots on my fingernails. I still have all these other indicators that I'm low in zinc. Or they do the zinc taste test, which we do with every person that walks in my office, and I tell people this is the cheapest test you can get because you can put the little squirt of zinc on your tongue, and I'm never, ever, ever, for any reason, ever telling people to start taking zinc in squirts on their tongue regularly. I said you use it one time as a test, and if you can't taste it, it tells you, gee. And I've taught this to chiropractors and naturopaths. You know, they say, how many of you are taking zinc? They're all raising their hands. We pass around the zinc taste test. One out of 30 or 40 will taste it. And so what we know is it's not being absorbed by them. They're taking it. I understand that. But the copper is sitting on the receptor site. The copper doesn't allow the zinc to be stored. So it doesn't matter if you're taking good supplements. You also have to find a way safely, big emphasis on safely because it can be a problem, to slowly get that copper off that receptor site. And you have to be very careful because you can cause problems if you try and take it off too fast, especially with chelation. So, yes, zinc's important for almost every function in the body, and unfortunately it's depleted in almost everyone that I ever test, including people that take supplements on a regular basis.
Okay, so are we back to – it does. It's a lot to take in. So here we are. You know, my test shows that. And I said to you, Mark, can I start taking zinc? And you said, no, you're not digesting and absorbing yet. You can't do it because you're not going to filter it out your kidneys or, you know, whatever you said. So are we back to...
And you tried one time to do zinc as a liquid and you had a bad reaction almost immediately. Did you not?
I did. Yeah, no, my brain was popping.
Yeah, so this is an example of taking high amounts of any one mineral. I would never have someone take a high amount of one mineral unless I knew exactly what was going on with their body and how they're responding, because it doesn't always work. As a matter of fact, it doesn't work most times.
Right.
So, yes, so I'm going to come back to digestion, chewing, food combining well, you know, taking enzymes with your meals. I'm going to come back to all the basics because that's going to be the way you're going to get out of this problem.
Yeah. Okay, and great, perfect. And so, because we do want to wrap up, we've got a couple more things here. One thing that comes up, and it comes up quite a bit, is reverse osmosis water. That was in a lot of our questions. And we've talked about this at length before, but, you know, some people love their reverse osmosis because it's the cleanest, but you feel that it's not just that the minerals are taken out, it's just that without minerals, it's pulling from the body. Is
correct.
That what your experience? Okay.
Yes.
So
but that's it,
empty
but that
water.
Doesn't mean you couldn't add the minerals back in. There's lots of things you can do if you're worried about the quality. People live in places where their water is terrible. They may have to do RO, but then they could add something. You could find a quality liquid trace minerals and add that back into your water. There's plenty of things you can do. But generally, I don't recommend it unless, and there's always people that are living in places where they have to do because their water source is terrible.
Yeah, and Brent and I researched water filters for a long time and settled on the Berkey, the big Berkey, and I would recommend that to anyone that can't afford a RO or doesn't want to get an RO. I'm sort of a survivalist, and this Berkey filter, you can bring it down to the pond, supposedly, if you had to. So that's really cool. So if you do RO, get some Himalayan salt or Soleil or liquid minerals. Again, the liquid minerals are going to be dispersed in a big, you put that in a big gallon. You don't take it directly into your mouth. So, wow, guys, that's, we could just keep going on this. But, you know, we want to make sure everybody knows that our programs are really, really simple. And everything Mark is talking about, we sort of distill it down, no pun intended, but we bring it down into really chewable pieces. No, bite-sized pieces. Now we're getting silly. But yeah, I mean, it's so real, and both Brent and I, you know, have experienced great changes with these. It's just that we end up doing a lot of the technical work at the same time we're doing these cleanses. So, but it's really fun. It's really fun to have a group to do it with. And I think I said in the email, I start hydrating and I start doing Beelers because I want to tell everybody, you know, and you too, Brent, right?
You're like,
I just started my, my first Beelers of the season. It's really great. So, let's look at, should we go over the program? And Mark, you're going to be with us. Gosh, we're going to get you on another call, and sometimes we sneak in even a third call. But, yeah, what has your experience been, Mark, with these programs? You've seen people, we can't name names, but we've had people say that their livers were enlarged and now they're not, like that.
Well, I think the thing that's essential is none of us as practitioners have the time to do the work that you guys do with people. Because it's too expensive and too time-consuming to have me go through every single thing all the time with someone's food and reminding them of all the basics. And that's why I like talking to all of the people at One Less for More, because they learn to do the basic things that are really essential. They're not small things. So chewing, food combining, you know, learning how to prepare your food, thinking about, you know, which foods for which seasons, all those things are vital. They're not even a little bit important. They're vital. Then when someone's done those basic steps, clean their colon, all like that, then I can do a great job for them. But when people come to me and they're still eating junk and they're having, they're at least having one bowel movement every 2 or 3 days, you know, so they're not really in trouble, I'm like looking at them going, you don't really want to spend the money and time and energy with me. Go do something like Line Less with More's programs. Get your basics down. They are not just a small thing. They are the purpose of what it takes to get your body well. You have to have that down, because I'm going to ask you to do extraordinary things, and if you don't have the baseline down, I can't deal with you. And I've seen
it's so
many
true.
People.
And why,
go ahead.
No, please finish.
Yeah. I've seen many
people go through
the basics of your program, and then they come to me with much more sophisticated questions. And they know more about their body, they've learned about their body, and now they can give me key pieces of information that they couldn't give me before, because they were having so many problems with basic things that it would be like, you really don't want me to start at that level. It's just going to be too costly, and it's a waste. Use another resource.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have it.
Well, you know, one of the things, like, we're laying the foundation, and starting at the foundation, what's the hardest part of starting the foundation is starting. And
that's right.
You know, one reason why we keep bringing these group programs back and are inside in our Facebook group to do it together, because it's so much easier to do it together than by yourself.
That's right. It just really helps you to focus, you know. And, you know, the other thing we talk about a lot, as Brent just mentioned, is the foundations and keeping up your blood sugar. Gosh, it's like...
Huge. Who knew?
It's huge. And, you know, Mark, you've been shouting that at me for 13 years, shouting it. I'm like, I know. I'm busy. But it's now that I'm really diving into the adrenal fatigue stuff, it's like, oh, my gosh, it is critical. You cannot get well. And you have been saying this to us for years. So thank you. Thank you for that. Let's just go over the weeks here really quickly, Brent, so we can make sure to wrap this up at an hour. We're calling this week one. Like we said, Mark, we've invited people in for 2 weeks to get a peek in there. And this week we're starting Beeler's. We're starting foot baths. What else do we have in there, Brent? We have all kinds of
enemas, electrolyte drinks, enemas, and then electrolyte drinks as well, getting those minerals in. And
so the electrolyte drinks.
Yeah. So doing those basics, we talk about the water, getting hydrated, chia. So that the whole list of our foundations are posted in the members area under that week one section. And we have, interviews posted. Dr. Sanjay Schweig last week, is posted. And he says that's an ILAS doc telling us the importance of cleansing. And just like Mark was saying, he wishes his patients would, come in a better, have the foundation so he can start doing, his work as a doctor. And he can get a lot bigger results when the foundations are in place. And that's what we're focused on here. Mark's Do's and Don'ts is also posted right now. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we said this before, that get the most out of your treatments. You're spending a lot of money. It's like everything Mark just said. It's like don't waste your money until you're really getting this ground level taken care of. And I just want to jump in here and say that one of the things we do in this first week is get things moving. So Beeler's, for some people, Beeler's is enough to get the bowels moving. And then we add in chia or some other fiber if you can tolerate it, as well as the HCL. And those things right there can shift you. Obviously, drinking some more water, but we don't recommend you just go crazy with the water because that can be very, very detoxifying, as we've learned, Mark, several times.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you taught us so beautifully. It's like the osmotic gradient of cleansing is you just start moving that lower colon so everything can drop into it, everything from the liver, the small intestine, et cetera. So we're going to really work on that. And then next week we're going to bring in more liver-loving foods. That means more greens, more color. We're just going to have a great list of that and some recipes.
We have two great interviews with Mark talking about the functional liver and gallbladder and also ways to safely detox the liver. Because we're not forcing it, right? We're not doing the green juices. It's not the kind of cleanse and detox we're talking about. And with the liver, we're doing the nourishing and building version. We're giving our body what it needs so it has the resources and energy to do what it knows already how to do. And, that's with the recipes that Dana's put together, the foods, and what you're saying right there, with loving the liver, with giving it what it needs. And you made some really cool recipes in there, by the way.
Yeah, but again, don't expect like a whole, cookbook of recipes. This is very, very intentionally simple. If you can get one recipe down a week or every 2 weeks, you're doing really well. We know what it's like to be totally overwhelmed and exhausted. So we say over and over, pick one thing if you feel overwhelmed. Also in week two, we're going to start doing castor oil packs. I have a really cool castor oil pack hack. Castor oil packs. It's great. I sleep with a castor oil pack during these programs. Don't get messy. And we're gearing up just to get things moving and clear, not too fast. So in week three, whoever's up for it, there's no pushing, but whoever's up for it, we go into an elimination phase. And that's where we eliminate sugar, gluten, dairy, corn, soy. There's a list of the big ones, a list of seven. Now, if those are things you eat every day, we don't expect you to get rid of all those. We wouldn't want you to. If you eat all those things, we'll just say get rid of one, and that's sugar, or choose one that you feel like you can eliminate. Maybe you try going off gluten. Brent and I are really good. I think we're pretty good. I haven't had corn in a long time, but our big one is we've been weaning off coffee. So we get in there with you in solidarity. We get off coffee, and I have a really great recipe that's there to replace that, which is called the Maca Latte.
I'm doing that. I'm doing that tomorrow morning. I cannot wait. It's my first no coffee day tomorrow. I got a jump start. So
it's so good. Oh my gosh. You got all the ingredients. Great. Perfect. And then we're going to keep doing that elimination phase for 2 weeks. Again, there's no getting behind. And by week 5, we're going to be getting into some more of the sort of emotional, spiritual stuff. We have Byron Katie. We did an interview with Byron Katie. She's the author of The Work. She's author of Loving What Is, but she's a creator of The Work. She did a whole Oprah Soul series. I mean, she's really an incredible force. That can help us process some of the anger that we might be feeling. And Mark, as you can speak to, where do we hold anger in our bodies?
Typically the liver, but it could be.
Yeah.
A lot of people find that their tight muscles can be coming from a liver imbalance, and so they could have pain in their muscles, and that could just be liver heat.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Regardless, we got to do what we can to move that stuff out, right? And then we have Beverly Montgomery, who's a energy healer I've worked with for, gosh, a dozen years. People on the call have been with her. I wish they could speak for us now because it's hard to explain. Beverly, we get on these group healing calls, and it's just this amazing vibration. It's hard to explain. People have physical changes.
Move energy. So, stuck is a feeling, and she really helps to move those stuck feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. We are stuck in a lot of ways, and we're trying to make positive, you know, movement and changes in our life. And it's through this program right now, you know, we're coming together to do it. And she, you know, she really helps facilitate that from the energetic level. It's great. It's beautiful.
It is. It brings so much lightness, right? You just you feel like something's lifted off of you, like you said, Brent. That movement's so important. And then lastly, we do a huddles call, which is so near to our hearts because we do a little workshop where we get together on a group call, and then we break you out into small groups where you get to talk to each other and go through a couple exercises. And people always love to hear each other's voices. You know, we meet in Facebook, but that's always a great one. And we can't forget Soulful Sundays.
One you ever did, Dana, was last spring. And I got to tell you, it's like, I'm just going to try this idea, Soulful Sunday, and you did it. And ever since then, it's a huge hit, and it can't be highlighted enough. It's just beautiful, and it's just, you know, it's an opportunity for people to share. You give us an exercise, and it's like one of the things that people come back every time. It's like, oh, I can't wait for the Soulful Sundays.
Well, you know, there's a lot of them where we contribute, we share on Facebook or whatever, but this last one we did was also sort of a meditation that you just carry with you throughout the day. That was the Complain Fast, which I kind of failed at that one the other day. But these are simple exercises so you can just watch yourself, and we're always moving towards more awareness. That's really what we do here. And then we have the ones that are really, okay, everybody get in there. Those are always so fun. So that's what we want to say. We've got 3 minutes till an hour. I don't know if we want to open the lines or say hi to anybody. Brent, we still have
some people on there if
they hung in with us.
Well, you know, we'll throw it out there. If anyone from our past programs wants to jump on right now, feels inspired to share a few words with the group, anyone who hasn't done a program yet, they might need to hear what it's like from one of you veterans on the line. Press 2 on your phone. Press 2 on your phone. I'll see your hand raise. And
if anybody has a quick Mark question in regards to minerals. We can't go into antibiotics and all that, but since we got Mark right here, so questions or comments are welcome. Hands up.
Okay. Yep, we got a few hands up. I got Doreen here. Hey, Doreen. Let's see. Let's get her public live here. Doreen, you're on the line.
Hey, hi you guys. How are you?
Hey, Doreen.
There she is. Hi. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hey, listen, I don't want to take a lot of time. If there's new people that have questions, listen, I can tell the new people, I didn't do the very first time, but I've done every single one since last winter. And this is a tribute to Mark. Mark, you're my favorite practitioner. I don't get to see you in real time, but I take a lot of notes, and, you know, if I could, I would work with you. So I want to tell the people, Mark's a gem. He is such, he's brilliant, but he's kind, and he will repeat himself until you get what he's saying. And if you take notes and you have questions, he will. But he is, Mark, I just really like your approach. We get so jerked around trying so many things with Line that, you know, that you really just come back to the basics. And I don't know, it seems so obvious, but it's not, except from what we're hearing out there from other practitioners. They're not covering the basics like you are. I couldn't eat fruit for a long time, and now I can. And so following your discussion about electrolytes today, I can really say, yes, it's extremely important when you're really sick that if you can get yourself hydrated and get your electrolytes functioning, I feel like my brain turns back on. I guess that's my report to the group. I feel like I feel like after working hard for about maybe half a year with the programs, my brain turned on. And sometimes it's discovering you're allergic to something. Like for me, it was dairy. And, you know, just taking one thing out, it can just shift your whole world. So I don't know. That's really all I wanted to say. But thank you, Mark. And Doreen,
you
hang in there. Thank you. Just love you.
Doreen, this is Mark. And I appreciate what you said, because to me, when you know the practical application and it's changed your life, that's all that I really care about. And that's why I want to say these words so people will hear it. Hydration is fluids plus minerals. So if you're just drinking water, you're not going to get hydrated. If you do water plus the minerals and whatever source you can get them from, you'll rehydrate and your digestion will improve. So I'm really thrilled to hear that it's worked so well for you.
Yeah, and I mean, I can tell people, there may be points where you can't tolerate raw fruits or vegetables. I was there. So I can say, yeah, okay, now I can, but if you can't, you know, looking back, I probably should have been taking a much more balanced mineral supplement because my digestion was so bad. First, I was like 92 pounds at one point, you know, so I understand that we all fall into that boat where we're just not absorbing our food. And I was eating tons of organic meat and vegetables for years. So just, I guess I would say to new people, just really take note of that electrolyte piece that Mark is saying. What it really means about the minerals. It's good. It's great information. Thank you.
I love that, Doreen. And we so adore you. You add so much to the group. You've become a healer inside our group. And thank you. Thank you for your participation. And I love what you said about Mark. He just keeps repeating. I feel so bad for you, Mark. Because it's 13 years later, and he's saying the same things to me. Like, it's like kindergarten. It's like, tie your shoes, you know, brush your teeth. you're so patient.
But we all have to have people like that, because with Lyme, I think we can forget. You know, I always tell people the brain piece is real. We can forget the simplest things, and it's so hard on us, but that's why I think we have to keep coming back to a simpler program, or else it just doesn't work. Period.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So anyway, I don't want to take any more time.
Thank you, Doreen.
That has a question. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Doreen.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Okay.
Do we have anyone else? We all wrapped up? We lost it?
What?
Brent, is there anybody
yes.
else? I can't see.
Yes, there's one more hand up. Kat, you're on the line. Hi, Kat, can you hear me?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Pat.
How are you?
Hey.
I was just, I only got the second half, but I just, like, had a couple questions. Like, one was, like, with with basically the minerals, like, I just want to, like, kind of try to stay focused on your topic was, like, okay, so, like, you know, if someone was to eat, like, Dulse flakes or something, right, like, would that be enough minerals, like, to supplement, like, you know, the minerals you need in a day? And the second thing is, like, you know, I think a lot of what I go through is that, like, I know all this stuff. Like, my practitioner back in the day told me all these same things, blood sugar, blah, 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 you know, and I forget it too, you know. But I'm always, like, in an emotional thunderstorm, and I can't even, like, pull things together, but I try my best. But as far as, like, you know, I get in a lot of state of fear, and I get, like, worried. Like, I have people that gave me, like, trace minerals, and I'm, like, afraid that if I take them, I'm going to, like, hurt really bad or have a bad reaction because, like, I have that KPU. And I'm concerned that, you know, like, I'm going to, like, do something that might cause, like, more of a detox than I can handle, you know? And I'm wondering if you can have, like, too much of an intense, like, detox from taking trace minerals of some sort, you know? And I don't believe that all the copper out there is good for you, you know? I think that like, you know, like, there's a copper out there that is good for you, but a lot of the copper they put in the supplements is really not good for you, you know? And who knows about the other stuff, you know? I just don't trust supplements at all, really. Like, I'd rather just eat the Dulse flakes if possible or take salt, you know, a good salt.
Yeah.
Well, I think the thing you have to do, obviously, I don't know your particular situation, but you have to look at what minerals work for you. Some people react really badly to Dulse. Other people react really well. I love sea vegetables. I think sea vegetables are a great source of minerals. I think Himalayan salts are a great source of minerals. Some of the French salt works really well. You just have to figure out, somebody's got to work with you and come up with something that's going to be appropriate. So, you know, you need some practitioner to help you figure this out, because obviously your worries and concerns need to be addressed, but we also have to figure out what's appropriate for you.
Yeah, it can be, like, really difficult because I'm, like, sort of, like, you know, like, kind of just, like, you know, doing the best I can with what I have, and I do have a hard time seeing what does what, so I have to work from a place of logic more than being able to tell all the time because of the amount of stressors that I have. So that's, like, sometimes I just try to play it really safe, you know, like, oh, okay, like, you know, this is probably more safe than this, you know, or whatever, like, and I try to keep it as, like, you know, because
are you eating regularly? Pat?
Like, yeah, as much as I can, but, you know, it's difficult, you know, like, you know, it can be difficult because, like, you know, like, I'm definitely eating. I just can't eat every 2 hours, like, you know.
You don't have to eat every 2 hours.
Why not?
But you need to find foods that work for you, whatever those foods are. And right now, I can't tell you exactly which foods, but obviously the advantage to eating whole food in whatever form that works for you is it's harder to get out of balance. It's possible, but it's harder. Now, if you only ate one food, if you said, I'm going to just have seaweed 3 or 4 times a day, that's like just taking tons of magnesium or tons of zinc. You know, you don't want to do just one food. You want to eat a variety of foods, and seaweed could
be
one of your staples.
Yeah, and the other question is that, like, I was looking for, like, a reference to, you know, an osteopath in, like, the Rhode Island, Massachusetts area, and, like, you had said, sometimes there can be, like, deep pain that's causing a blockage in the energy before, and, like, I've never been able to, like, get an answer if there are any recommendations. You said you know special doctors throughout the country, and I just was trying to figure out if you knew any in those areas that are close to Rhode Island that can handle those, like, painful areas of your body that you've been experiencing pain for years and could never get resolve on, you know, that could be a blockage or an injury or something.
It could, and we didn't even go into scars, and that's a huge point, and that's what minerals help deal with also. But the thing is, I don't have a specific recommendation in your area. I would look for a good qualified osteopath that is really good at manipulation and see if there's someone out there that maybe has studied with Jean-Pierre Burrell or Paul Chauffard, the French osteopaths, or there's other osteopathic teachers that are really good. Sorry.
Mark, can you slow down with that?
I will slow down.
No, I heard it all.
You heard it throughout, okay?
Great. Yeah, I got what you said, the gist of it.
Okay, Kat, so you've been with us. You've been with us before, haven't you? Have you been in our programs?
Yeah, I just feel like so, okay. Like, you know, I did the Beeler's Broth, and I loved your programs. I just couldn't follow through with a lot of this stuff, but I love how you guys
That's
are, like,
okay.
doing kindergarten, you know, like, bringing it back to the water. Like, it's just so, it's so beautiful. You guys are so pure, and, like, it's just such a beautiful thing, you know, and I mean, like, you know, I really, like, appreciate, you know, how you guys are, like, so honest and stuff. And it's really, like, exciting to see that you're going to do something for the emotional because, you know, I find that, like, you know, from someone that's been sick since a young age, you know, and who, like, hasn't been able to learn certain things that other people have learned, it's, like, we're hit doubly hard with, like, this situation because, you know, all the information out there, you can try to help yourself for a long time, but everything is blown out of proportion when you're sick. And it makes you beat yourself up worse, but, like, really at the end of the day, like, you have to get to the root of, you know, what your soul is trying to heal. And it's, like, it almost feels like this is a manifestation of our body trying to heal ourselves, like, with the abandonment and with, like, the fear and with the misunderstanding. But it can be really, really hard to find how to heal that and, like, take someone that has no money, is, like, on the street and, like, is intelligent and trying to heal. What are you going to do? You're going to say, like, oh, go to this practitioner. Well, you know you're going to work with where they're at, you know? And you guys are really trying to work with where people are at, and that is, like, a very rare.
You get in with us. Yeah, it is very rare. And you know what? There's just come in. Like, there's no judgment if you need help, whatever you need to get in. You know how it is. We'll hold on to you. We know exactly where you are. It's okay. I know, sweetheart. I know. It's so brutal. But you know what? It's there's all these people that totally get where you are. And I really want to commend you on joining us and trying. Remember, just one little thing.
Yeah.
And if that one little thing a day is that you don't judge yourself, that's it. So
yeah.
Okay, we love you. I hope hope to see you in there. Whatever you need, give us a shout, okay?
Yeah, much love.
Take
Bye.
Care. Okay, much
Thanks,
love. Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, this is what's real. This is just what's real, you know? It's just, we just put our arms around everyone, Mark. I know you see this every day, and you know, we see people, we definitely go up and down in our program. But we're in it together, and we have such incredible support with you, Mark, with these Byron Katie exercises, with Beverly holding the whole field together for us.
Mm.
It's just so awesome, and we're really excited to have you. And the
veterans,
it's like, we got to not call them veterans. We call them our angels, our Livemore angels. They just hold in the space of this loving, healing force, and we're just so grateful to have them back. And, guys, we're over an hour, 11 minutes. So thank you for having us. Brent, what are we doing? We're going to send a link for people to register. We're closing.
We're going to send a link. You know, it's on there, limelesslivemore.com/spring is the page. What has it list everything that's on the program. And there's a big button on there a few times that says get in with us. And that's what you press to get in with us. It's on sale still for $77. And listen, you know, we get so many repeat members, cleansers who come in every season, and I think that says a lot. It's a huge testament into what we're doing. They keep coming back for more. They set these programs up so every season there's like this new piece that we can focus on to keep it all simple. And then when you get through the whole year, it's just like, man, it all falls in place. And even then, I can't believe how many people from last spring are coming back into this one again. I mean, I can, because the love is there. And so it's a real treat for anyone who's
Sorry, finish, Brent, sorry.
Well, I was going to say it's a real treat for anyone brand new who might be feeling overwhelmed and hearing us, because we've been talking for a year and a half, and even this call, it seems a little overwhelming, but we got our lingo and our terminology. But when you come in, like, you're going to be greeted by, like, a lot of people who've been in it, and they're with you, and, you know, they're jumping in answering questions. So it's really cool. It's a cool group. It's a family, and we want to invite you. We are inviting you to be with us and get in now. Get in with us. This is it's all on the page that we'll send out. So, Dana, you have something
else? Okay, guys. No, I was just going to say what I love about you is how your support with us. And we'll talk to you guys later. We'll see you in there.
Hey, bye. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye.